Bernard de Montreal. Preparatory communication number 2. Evil. Evil. What is that infamous evil? People do not understand the universal dimension of evil. Everything connected with evil is connected, in one way or another, with the phenomenon of the penetration of the light in the lower worlds. That means that as soon as the light begins to penetrate the lower worlds that Lucifer created for evolution, evil begins to be perceivable. Then, one must first understand that as soon light descends in lower planes, what we humans know on the material plane is a resultant, an effect of this penetration. Evil is much vaster than one can imagine, much more mechanical than one can imagine, and much more occult than one can imagine. In terms of human experience, evil is known as the culminating factor of the penetration of light into the lower worlds. Evil on our planet, on the material plane, is the end of the line and the terminus of its movement, since the movement of light to its expression in man. At the level of your experience, since you are undergoing without realizing it, the penetration of light on the lower planes, and that you do not understand the cosmic dimensions of evil. Evil, for you people, is a value that you attribute to an action. But this evil is very secondary to the evil that comes from the penetration of light in the lower worlds. If you do not understand the laws of evil, if you do not understand the laws of penetration of light in the lower worlds, you will never understand the nature of evil on the material plane beyond the limits of your own moral experiences, which are conditioned, for evolutionary historical reasons, by either the religion or the general opinion of your society. Such that the evil that you can experience on a personal level in relation to men may appear to you evil, because your conception of evil has been distorted by moral values, which can often, and too often, also be part of evil. Such that at a certain moment, you are categorically incapable of separating true evil from false evil. And, because of this situation, you help to continue the false evil without realizing that the true evil has not been eradicated from planetary consciousness. I have already given you examples in the seminars of what I call a false evil, an evil which proceeds from glorification in our society of certain values, which in reality originate from true evil but which are not understood as such, because man is totally unaware of the laws of light and also unaware of the laws of willpower, which are directly related to the factors of the penetration of light in the lower worlds. When I say to you, for example, manage yourself in such a way so that you make your life easier and easier, when I say to you, what blocks your evolution? What makes you unhappy? What delays you in your fulfillment? Put the axe to it. What does that mean? It means that social values, which are in fact false, although they are socially or generally accepted, these values, one day you will understand that they are part of evil, because these values prevent you from exercising on the material plane as an individual. as a person, as a soul with an ego with a personality. These values prevent you from exercising your willpower. Thus, what is your will? Your willpower. When the strength of this willpower comes from the soul, passes through the ego, through the personality, that willpower allows you to eradicate evil. On the material plane, there is only one way to eliminate evil. It is by the constant and developed use of your willpower. Because once you use your will, your true willpower, the strength that comes from the soul penetrates the ego, goes through the personality. When you use this willpower, at that moment, you allow the energies of the soul to pass through the dense planes of matter created by the forces of Lucifer and return to the light. It is very important that the energies of the soul return to the light. If they do not return to the light, these energies are encapsulated on the planes of created matter and serve to create what we called forms. And it is precisely in these forms that man imprisons himself. Then, these forms accumulate and accumulate for centuries and centuries, and eventually we end up with a situation such as we have today, a world karma that will soon collapse. Collapse on our heads. It is very serious, the problem is very serious, and people do not realize it. You think, you people, because you are spiritual, because you are good, because you are nice, because you are good-natured, because you help everyone, you think that you are helping the world karma. What you are actually doing is that you are softening the world karma. It is not a question of softening the world karma. It is a matter of destroying it completely. There is only one force in man that can destroy karma. First his personal karma, and later, the world karma in relation to the forces of the light that is through the willpower, the pure will, which is the penetration, in man, of the forces of the soul. Until you connect at this level, understand at least the real aspect of that level, you will always be, despite yourself, prisoners of cosmic evil, not to mention planetary evil. The difference between cosmic evil and planetary evil is that cosmic evil is necessary for re-evolution, because without cosmic evil, in other words, without the material density of the Luciferian energies, the worlds would not have been created. Therefore, the repulsion of the Luciferian matter against light is a normal phenomenon. Cosmic evil is an evil, in the sense that it is repulsive to light. Whereas cosmic evil is normal, but planetary evil is no longer normal. Because planetary evil is not created and caused by Luciferian forces, it is caused by human ignorance. And human ignorance is caused by the attachment of the unconscious ego to all possible and imaginable forms that we know and live, and that are part of evolution, involution rather, of humanity. The forms that make us prisoners of energy, these forms undermine our willpower. That is why man has no willpower. The shapes are so powerful, stirs up so much our emotions and attract our minds so strongly that the soul, the forces of the soul, cannot pass through, descend into human experience, and return to the light. You may say, that's good. Then that's nice. And that's wonderful. But at some point in your life, you need to know if this is actually good, actually nice, and actually wonderful. Because until you know if it's actually nice and wonderful, you're going to continue to propagate and create forms. Then it goes on and on and on and on. Infinitely. Such that if you go in the astral plane, if you can go into these worlds, you will find in these worlds an unimaginable collection of all the thought forms of humanity since its advent of man on Earth. It is a real shamble. The astral plane. I have nothing against the astral plane. I have nothing against any of the planes that have been created. But the planes that are contaminated because of human ignorance, the planes that strongly serve for the continuation and perpetuation of evil, whose dimensions you do not know, the planes that serve to hallucinate the intelligence of man, these planes, they must be eliminated from human experience. As long as the individual is not able to free himself from the energies of those planes, because he will be a prisoner of form, evil will continue. Cosmic evil will remain in domination over the planetary evil. I have nothing against cosmic evil. The lower worlds were created for reasons that I will explain later. But the planetary evil that results from human ignorance, this evil must eventually cease. Because man can never reach the levels of consciousness to which he is entitled if he is influenced, affected, infected by the forms of energy which contain the possibilities of the planetary evil and which completely worsens man's experience. Now, some among you are beginning to suffer from doubt. What is doubt? Doubt is the resistance of your ego, contaminated by the forms created by planetary evil, against the penetration of the energies of the soul. That is what doubt is. You are so contaminated that it is a disgusting. It is disgusting, and you do not realize it. You do not realize it, and it will take you a long time before you realize it. That is why it is going to take you a long time to go beyond doubt. When you will be beyond doubt, planetary evil will be impossible in your consciousness and cosmic evil will no longer be used to delay your evolution. Listen carefully. Doubt is the razor that will cut the hair on your head, because your head is imprisoned in forms. You will understand one day that your little esoteric foolishness, then your little occult foolishness, and your search in unknown lands is not the formula that you need to destroy the planetary evil. It is a formula is used to spiritualize your being by using forms that are more and more spiritual, and higher in vibration. But do not forget one thing. These are forms. Whether you take any form, they are forms. Then, if you are not free from forms, you will not have any access to the light of the supramental consciousness. It is impossible. One day, you will understand that esotericism and occultism are all part of the philosophies of man and that it generates highly spiritual forms, highly philosophical forms, but which must eventually be exceeded because inside light, truth does not exist. Truth is part of the polarity of forms. Are you going to put it in your head once and for all? Truth is part of the polarity of forms and evil uses truth to perpetuate, on the physical plane, the confusion of forms in the minds of men. So that men, religions, and systems of any kind possess truth at the expense of other systems. And what does that create in the planetary consciousness? It creates conflict. It creates wars. It creates fights. In the universal conscience, there is no war. There are no conflicts. There is no fighting. Because there is no truth. There is simply reality, and reality is not polarized. It is outside of good and evil. Understand this once and for all. As long as you attach yourself to the values, forms or values of the forms of your small societies, your organizations, your circles, your groups, all your social, political, religious, esoteric and occult affiliations, you will be imprisoned in a form. And this is part, whether you like it or not, I do not care. But this is part of the action of the cosmic evil on the planetary plane, and this in return generates a perpetuity of the planetary evil. If you are not totally, absolutely, individuals, men, beings who function in a totally autonomous way, who seek knowledge in themselves, who are not dictated knowledge by others, you will not be outside of forms, and you will automatically, whether you like it or not, be part of the mechanical laws of cosmic evil and planetary evil. When you believe me, you are part of the cosmic evil and the planetary evil. When you know for yourself what I know, then you are in evolution. Evil has no power over you. But as soon as you believe, as soon as you are attached to a form by belief, even if it is a belief that is related to my activities, you are in the planetary evil. Planetary evil is far extending. Cosmic evil also. And you are far from understanding all their aspects. This is why it is important for you to live your doubt until the end, so that it unblocks the energies of the soul, which will give you over form a very powerful willpower, which will generate within you a particular energy that will serve as protection for you. People want to protect themselves left and right. I hear that all the time, people who want to protect themselves. What are they protecting themselves from? They are protecting themselves from nothing. They think they are protecting themselves and thinking that they are protecting themselves. They protect themselves. But in fact, they protect themselves from nothing. I will explain to you what I mean. When you make rituals in the astral plane, when you use the spiritual astral plane to protect yourself, what you are actually doing is reducing the density of forms to allow more light to penetrate. But the forms are still there. So your protection is never total. Your protection will be total when the energy of the soul can directly penetrate all the planes, descend on the lower planes, and create in your ego a very powerful willpower, which will never allow you to be influenced by form. At that point, you will be protected. At that time, nothing will shake you or affect you because you will be in the light of that energy. We are so ignorant, us men, so ignorant that the real vision of things is impossible for us. As soon as we face an aspect of reality that shocks the forms of which we have been prisoners for years, we suffer from doubt. It shows how dangerous the situation is, and it makes us understand why the planet today, our civilization, is where it is now. It is normal. And whose fault is it? It is the fault of ignorance. And who is suffering? Mankind, you people. Evil is so powerful. The intelligence of evil is so great. The material organization of forms is so advanced in its involution that only a man who is in contact with the forces of light can discern what is good and what is not good with a very sharp knife. But you are afraid to use your sharp knife because you do not have the willpower of the soul. So, what do? You make compromises and compromises and compromises so that for years, for entire lives, you live the life of others that are already evil and that already come from an evil, and you perpetuate that evil. At some point in your life, you try to understand. You try to go in a certain direction. Then, everything goes well as long as the forms allow you to sweeten your life. But as soon as you must make a high jump, a real jump, to get rid of forms, once and for all, there, you block, you get seasick. You want simplistic formulas. There are no simplistic formulas. Formulas are forms. It is also part of the evil. There are no simplistic formulas. You will have to. At some point, if you are to get through this, you will have to realize at some point what is universally realized and what is not disputable but is known. When you are at that stage, you will see that evil cannot reach you in any way. And you will see, looking back, how ignorant you were. Then at that point, you will want to help other people to get out of the same situation in which you were swimming in, and you will understand why it is almost impossible. Because you will not have the gift of the words to be able to engender in the minds of these people enough energy to make them understand what they need to understand. But at least you will have enough personal understanding so that these people can turn a little bit their gaze towards something that is not affected by forms. When I tell you that words are prisons, when I tell you that words can be used in all kinds of way, when I tell you that evil will use everything to prevent man from reaching a sufficiently high level of consciousness to be completely free of its influence, I am serious. When I tell you that evil will make use of everything, I say everything. From the most spiritual to the most infamous, from the best to the worst, evil will make use of everything, because cosmic evil uses form to generate, on planet Earth, its domination. It is within the cosmic function of evil to dominate evolving spirits, because evil, that is the condition that allows light to penetrate and create a negative memory, is part of the very structure of the lower worlds. The lower worlds need a negative memory, a memory that is linked to time, to perpetuate, in absolute spaces, their reality. While the soul, the forces of light, do not need memory to evolve, since the forces of light are fueled directly from the Force. On the other hand, everything that is directly or indirectly related to the Luciferian action in absolute spaces needs memory to continue its evolution. Therefore, the penetration of the light in the lower worlds creates traces, and these traces, there are memories, and these traces become the material that constitutes the atomic organization of what you call the ego. It is only when the ego is very high in vibrations, when it is fed by the energies of the soul, that it no longer needs memory to evolve, because at that moment it is in the light of the soul, and it is nourished by the light of the soul. This is why the ego at this stage has no intellect. It is in the intelligence that is universal. And at that moment, no longer within the intellect, having no more memories, no longer needing memory, he no longer needs forms that generate what you call knowledge. Then, no longer needing forms, he is free from evil, and evil has no more control over him. Understand me clearly when I speak about evil. When I tell you that forms are related to the perpetuity of evil, obviously, if you study philosophies, you read esotericism, you experience experiences in relation to forms, it is obvious that these experiences are not bad within themselves. Understand what I am telling you. They are not bad within themselves. They are part of cosmic evil. So, when I speak of evil, I am not talking about moral evil. I am not talking about the evil that is considered in everyday actions. I am talking about a cosmic phenomenon that generates the perpetual accumulation of forms, which eventually imprisons man and delays his evolution. The evil of which I speak is an impersonal evil. It is obvious that if you read philosophy and you are interested in esotericism, whether you belong to esoteric or occult organizations. It is not morally wrong. On the contrary, it helps you to evolve. But what I am saying is that all forms that imprison your spirit, at one level or another, are part of the cosmic evil. So, the line is very, very, very thin between what I mean and what you might tend to think that I am saying. Try to understand what I am saying, because you are going to be confused when I will go further. Because I am starting. Understand that cosmic evil generates the conditions that later allow the manifestation of the planetary evil. That the planetary evil is linked directly to the ignorance of man. Man is ignorant because he is a prisoner of forms, and that the forms are maintained in their continuity by forces of ego which are situated in the planetary consciousness. As long as the ego has not rid itself of these forces, as long as the ego has not freed itself from the emotion that is related to forms, as long as the ego is not sufficiently powered by the forces of the soul to develop a center of gravity which is a center of willpower, that ego is unable to remove itself from these forms and consequently perpetuates, unwittingly, even if it is a very high quality, very spiritual, very good individual, that individual perpetuates cosmic evil. You want a rule of measure to be able to verify where evil is located? I'll give you one. And it's very simple. Because all I give you is simple. It's stupidly simple. But it's not easy. But it's simple. When you have to do something in your life and if you feel a vibration that goes against it and you do it anyways, then you are in the cosmic evil because you let yourself be influenced. As soon as you let yourself be influenced, for whatever reason, you are in the cosmic evil. Even if these are good reasons, you are in cosmic evil. As soon as you let yourself be influenced. Because what happens is that when you let yourself be influenced, you submit to the will of others, to the influences of others. That influence and that willpower comes from the energy that is stored in the forms of which they themselves are prisoners. Then, you become a link in the chain. It is when you realize this that you begin to develop your willpower. A real willpower. A willpower based on the penetration of the energy of the soul in your ego and through your personality. It is an inner vibration. It is an inner vibration that gives you a direction. If your ego, for one reason or another, refuses this energy, at that moment, it bends to influences and automatically participates in the cosmic evil. If you establish this phenomenon on a global scale, you can easily understand that the planet today is totally controlled by cosmic evil, and planetary evil is a continuation of this evil on the scale of the man. That is why I tell you that as soon as you let yourself be influenced, even minimally, one day, when you will be strong, when the energy of the soul will penetrate you, that is when you will easily understand what I mean, because there will come a time when, with the centers opening, this energy will come down, will penetrate you more and more. One day, you will realize that in everyday life there are 50,000 ways to be influenced. And each of these ways, you will be able to perceive them. Because, at that level, your consciousness will be too high for you not to be warned. As soon as you will be warned, as soon as the energy enters in your centers, you will activate the force that comes from that energy. So that, you will develop what I call the real willpower. And it is this energy that with time, which will transmute your bodies and elevate you above the form. When I say, above the form, I mean to elevate you to a point of consciousness such that you will no longer be influenced by form. You can use form, you can use this form, but you will not be its slave. And when you are no longer the slave of form, cosmic evil will have no power over you, and you will be totally free from planetary evil. So that you will no longer be able to act and accumulate above your heads what you call karma, because everything you do will be right. And all that you do will be right because it will be determined by the energy of the soul instead of being determined by the form that reduces your will, which weakens your real power of action and makes you the slave of cosmic evil and which makes you subject to planetary evil in return. So, if you are looking to understand evil, if you are looking to realize its reality, do not look too far. Do not search too far. Do not rack your mind. It is very close to you. It is very close to your actions. It is hidden because you do not see it. Because you do not yet know the mechanisms. But there will come a day when evil, in its purest essence, will be discernible whenever you will be in contact with its manifestation through forms. It is not the stupidities of men that are the most obvious that are the most dangerous.